Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Aldervale First Nation Chief Tanner Simpson is not only taking a tougher stance on fentanyl and opioid drug use, but also helping those addicted. Simpson says he wants the ability to unlock new government support when declaring a state of emergency, be able to enforce Alderville's own trespassing legislation, and construct and open an addictions treatment facility.
It's not just Alderville, it's all First Nations in Canada. So when we're talking about fentanyl and opioid poisoning, people on reserve are 5.6 times more likely to have an overdose in their community. So with those numbers, we can't deny that there's a crisis, and the resolution that we passed in the Assembly, First Nations Assembly, was that we are recognizing this crisis, and we're naming the crisis, and we're asking for those supports. When you have a population that's isolated, that doesn't have the supports in place to the degree that they are off reserve and in the cities, we are looking at a crisis that we just don't have the tools to solve at this point. We are also trying to take steps to ensure that we can criminally prosecute and effectively basically trespass dealers out of the reserve, even if they are citizens of the community or if they're not. So we're looking for those increased powers to be able to effectively manage the crisis. And Alderville might not be as bad off as some of the other First Nation communities, but we do stand together. That was what this resolution was all about, that it's such a big issue that it's something that's across the board for First Nations in Canada.
Now, let's just dive into your community for a bit here. How would you classify the opioid use in your community?
And this is really hard to put your finger on, because we only know what we know. So it's hard to know what's happening behind closed doors. We know that we've had some unfortunate incidents in the past. And we do have supports in place here. We have Healthy Lifestyles staff. They used to be called NADAP workers. But we have the supports in place for people that reach out and then seek that help. But we can't go in and force people to get help. And it's hard to identify who the people would be. So we don't quite have the authority to basically really get to the bottom of it. And at the same time, like, we have to balance people's privacy. So it's quite a sticky situation. So we're just looking to be able to increase our supports and be ready for those people, create an opening for people to come forward to us, create that environment where it's safe to come to us and ask for help. So that's where our focus is on right now.
Now, when you talk about supports, obviously addiction treatment is going to be a key component. Harm reduction is also going to probably be another key component. Have you had discussions with the province of Ontario or the federal government about opening up addiction treatment spaces in facilities and maybe more on the ground harm reduction supports?
Yes, we have. So we actually have a proposal into the federal government for funding to open Williams Treaty First Nations Addiction Treatment Center. We have the location all picked out. It's a very nice location. It's nestled in a very natural environment on the water. So we feel this is an ideal location to bring First Nation citizens to seek help and to get help. So we're just hoping that that proposal is approved. We have partners that they're all lined up, and we're just waiting for that. So it's one of those things where we're just playing the waiting game. We have the solution, but we're just waiting for it to be approved.
Now, earlier you talked about trespassing and possibly legislation. First Nations, and I'm not aware of whether your First Nation has this or not, but the ability to pass legislation that would impact their lands directly on reserve legislation. Have you contemplated that? And what do you think the trespassing drug use legislation would look like?
Well, under our Chinook Nagaywin, which is our constitution, we have the ability to make laws. of this sort. The problem is it's not enforceable. We have tried to get Anishinaabeg Nation policing, First Nations policing, but we have been unsuccessful to this point, despite years of trying to get this sort of policing. So we are under OPP, I guess, catchment area, and the OPP are not obligated to enforce our laws. So this creates a gap where we can make laws to trespass bad actors off our reserve, but the OPP in Canada and Ontario are under no obligation to enforce those laws. So we are being hampered by this red tape, by the OPP not wanting to basically come in and do what we're asking them to do under our laws. So this is why we are looking for First Nation or Anishinaabeg policing in our community, which we have been told we are not going to get. So it's very frustrating when we know what the solution is, but we aren't able to instigate it.
So how do you go forward then in trying to clean up where you think there's a problem and get rid of bad actors?
Yes, so if we know that there's something happening, right now we would report it to the OPP, and then we kind of have to cross our fingers and hope something happens. We in the past in Alderville, we've taken matters into our own hands. There's a lot of legal ramifications and issues involved with that. We want to work within the system. We feel the system should be able to manage this crisis, but we are getting pushback and roadblocks every step of the way. So it's very frustrating. It's something we've never given up on. We are always trying to make things better like this, but it's just we really should have already had this settled, and we could put our efforts into other aspects that our community needs. So when we're constantly fighting a fight that we are up against a brick wall, it's wasting our resources, it's wasting our time, and it's just so obvious that this is a solution that's required, but it's not coming. So it's just a very frustrating situation to be in.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.